Hi, is this Bob?
Hey, this is me, buddy.
Hi, Bob. Good to speak with you again. It's Paul from Local Splash. Happy Friday.
Well, thanks, Paul. Happy Friday, buddy.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. So, you know, obviously we've spoken a couple of times regarding branding your business on Google, Facebook, the website, things like that. I mean, is this maybe good timing to get that set up, get your phone ringing, get your website out there?
Yeah, I just need to ask you a couple more questions, buddy. I've been a busy camper since we last talked.
I bet. Yeah, I can imagine. Yeah, I'd be happy to answer any questions. I know we kind of covered a lot. That was, a week and a half ago. What are your specific questions? And I'd be happy to help you out.
You remember when we first spoke, I told you the very first thing was I'm trying to find the right fit for me.
Right.
Before I move forward, but like I'm in a critical area right now, I've got to move forward. Okay, so I've talked to so many different people, and everybody's got different things.
Right.
I need you because you're the expert in this. I'm an expert in fences or landscaping.
Of course.
You're an expert in this. So, like, if I asked you to compare yourself with, I know. My competition, you know what I mean,
right.
Out here.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
So, and I know what I offer compared to them. So, I need your help with this. Yeah.
Because
I liked you from the beginning as far as seeming like good, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But, they're, you know.
I appreciate that.
My question is, like, compared to, like, Uni, like, or you and I, you've heard of that company?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay, well, like, is your company different from that company? I don't even think that company's in the United States, honestly. But
That is correct, yeah. there are dozens or hundreds.
And I'm not talking about money. Talking about money in this comparison.
No,
I'm
talking about the services that they would provide, the actual marketing strategy, the placement that you would get where you're going to be listed. I mean, there are so many companies out there. I've been with this company. We're Local Splash. We've been around since 2004. It's almost 20 years. Actually, in December, it will be 20 years. I've been with the company myself for over 11 years, and I would definitely say the hardest part of my job in recent years, all of these so-called SEO companies claiming to provide first page placement, most of them are a couple of guys in a basement or some firm overseas or, you know, like a startup company, right? You know, we've been around for almost 20 years. That's a long time for any company, especially for a young industry like digital marketing and search engine optimization. So we definitely have the experience. You would be in good hands. Now, about 9 years ago, when Google really decided that if businesses had professional management of things like Google paid ads, they would see a higher return on investment. They'd be more likely to keep that service. So Google did start a partnership program. We were one of the very first companies to join that program almost 9 years ago, already with a proven track record of putting and keeping businesses on the first page of Google, managing paid ads for them. So we always get our training and our updates directly from Google. In fact, they used to come to our office before COVID, but now everything is remote and Zoom meetings and things like that. But we do get our training and our updates directly from Google, and they do make changes to their map or pack algorithm. Bing, you'll be listed there as well. They basically will index directly off of Google. Now, when Google makes changes to their map or pack algorithm, they share those changes with us ahead of the time. So we always know what content to create. And again, that means you'll have the right directory submissions, all of the content that, like a website, talks about your company, your services, your service area, and reassures Google that if someone were to call you, you would answer the phone and provide those services for fences and everything else. So, you know, we don't create that content for your customers to see necessarily, but we do create it for Google to see, and it happens in an instant. As soon as someone does a search on their smartphone, computer, or any device that accesses the internet, when they're looking for someone to call, Google's algorithm in a nanosecond will come up with a result, but they do index the relevant content. So, you know, all of these other companies, they don't really know what it takes, and they try to play catch up. We are, like I said, on the forefront, the cutting edge of what is current with the technology and with what gets updated from Google. We find out that ahead of the time, so you will always have the right content. We're also partnered with Meta or Facebook, so you will have Facebook ads as well. That's a really great way to reach out to more people. Most of these companies, they don't offer Facebook ads. You know, we are a comprehensive digital marketing firm. We can do Google ads. We can do pay-per-lead through Google, what Google calls their local service ads or Google Guarantee. Now, I mean, if you were like, you know, 5 crews and going 100 miles or something like that, then we might be talking about some of those other packages. But for you, for the needs of your company in that 30 to 50-mile service area, that platinum package would be ideal for you. So that does have the Facebook ads. It does have the website included, meaning we'll build it, host it, maintain it, even update it for you at no cost. And I was able to reduce the cost of that package. If you remember when we spoke originally back in September, you know, that package is listed on our website at $599 a month with a $299 setup fee. So at $249 out the door, no setup fee, I mean, you're getting the entire service for less than the cost of that setup fee. It does, you know, obviously put us below our operating costs, meaning that we're not breaking even in that first, second, or even third month. We are investing in your success because your success is our success. And like I said, keeping clients on board for the long term, providing a quality service at a fair price, that's how we've been able to keep our doors open for all this time. A lot of these companies will say it's a 3-month, 6-month, whatever contract. They're trying to lock you in just to make sure that they make their money back. We do not do that. We go month to month, not even a contract long enough to cover our costs, which of course means that we have to make sure your phone is ringing so that you keep the service.
Exactly. All right. Now, with the website that you're going to make, is it set up where I don't want to say a dummy, but like somebody like me or the girl in the office can understand and keep up with it? Like,
oh yeah, yeah, sure. We do have a comprehensive, kind of very detailed but streamlined and easy to understand the reporting system, the tracking and reporting system that you'll have. We call it your client dashboard. You have 24/7 access to it. You can see exactly how much work you're getting and where that work is coming from. And of course, you know, if you or the girl at the office want to make changes to the website, you can do that too. There's a website editor tool. You can add photos, and the interface is very, very user friendly. You don't have to be very tech savvy to make changes or updates. And a lot of our clients do like to make changes. They add new photos, they add new videos, they put in a discount for seniors or military or holiday special. Whatever they want to run, 10% off this particular service, you can do that too if you want to. Whether you're making changes to the website or whether we are, there's never any additional cost for that. And that, again, is something that a lot of these other companies will not do. They will charge you for additional services. For us, it's all value added. It just means you're going to see a better return on investment. You're going to be happier. You're going to, you know, get more work from it. You're going to keep the service long term. So you're not paying per lead, click, call, or job, not a percentage of your profits. You're not paying any taxes or fees or surcharges. We're not going to charge you for making changes or updates to your website. No matter how many times we make those changes, it's all included. Like I said, we look long term, even though it's month to month. We want to keep you a satisfied client. We want to earn your business 1 month at a time, even for many years. You know, like I said, I've been with the company for a long time. I've got clients that have been with me almost as long as I've been with the company. But as a company, we have clients that have been with with us longer than I have, which is pretty impressive. We've seen companies grow from one location to dozens of locations. We have extra space storage. They're a major player in the self-storage industry with almost 1,500 individual self-storage locations. They started with us in summer of 2008 with just a handful of locations. Even Vivint, which is home security with over 1,100 locations. So we do work with some of the bigger, well-known chains, but really our bread and butter are the smaller, medium-sized companies, single owner or operator, even something like that. So, you know, we really would be able to help you out. You'd be in good hands with us. And like I said, we have to earn your business, so we get started right away. That website takes about 5 or 7 business days for us to get up, running, and active online. And it'll stay up. Even if we make significant changes to your website, it would never be down. And that's important, because when people are looking for someone to call, we want them to see that website. We want them to see those photos of your work, because that's going to really let them know that you do the quality work that they're looking for. That's going to give them the reasons to pick up the phone and call you. And again, that's exactly what happens here. You're not paying for a lead. You're not chasing down a lead. You're not in a bidding war with your competitors. You just let your phone ring, and it's going to be someone on the other end that wants to hire you. I mean, that's why they're calling you. They've had the opportunity to make that informed choice by looking at a website or two. When they see yours, I mean, obviously not everyone will call you, you know, and that's okay. If they don't call you, that's fine. You didn't want to talk to that person anyway. But the people that call you, they want to talk to you. They saw your website. They saw the photos. They like what they saw, and that's why they're reaching out to you. So I know you'll be successful with this. We just got to get it going. It doesn't take much. It takes a 30-minute phone call with one of our technicians. We call it a client interview, and it's exactly like it sounds. We talk to you in detail about your services, your service area, how you want your website to look, if you want to put input on that, you know. Obviously, we'll talk to you about mission statement if you've got one, or slogan, motto, you know, what's unique about your business, if you want to say knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. So really after that 30-minute phone call, you do have access to your tracking system. We do encourage our clients to use it, because there's a lot of useful, beneficial information there. We also do know that some of our clients don't even use their tracking system. It's enough for them to ask someone who's never called before, hey, where'd you find me? How'd you hear about me? And when someone says, I saw you on Google, I saw your website, you know, that's enough for a lot of our clients to know that the service is working. So really, as long as you answer the phone, it's going to work for you. But we do provide that tracking and, you know, the opportunity to make changes to your website for people that are really hands-on and want to be involved.
Okay, well, back to the website. I got a lot of ideas.
Oh, perfect.
Now, would you help me with bringing my ideas? Like,
absolutely.
And you can do that, though?
I mean, oh, sure. No, yeah, that's the whole reason to do the client interview that I just mentioned. It is to help get the input, the feedback from you. If you don't already have a logo, we'll build one for you with your suggestions, of course. We want to know what you want on your website. We want to know tagline, slogan, motto, what you want us to tell your potential customers about you, about you, about your company, about your services. And then, of course, with those photos on there, we can always use any photos you have now. Since the updating and maintenance is included at no cost, as we send you new jobs, you can add new photos. Like I said, whether you're making changes or whether we are, there's never any additional cost for that. If your focus shifts a little as seasons change, we can make those accommodations and those changes and updates too.
And you always help me with that.
Of course, yeah. Like I said, it's all value added. You know, we're not going to charge you a nickel or a dime, not even a penny, to make those changes to the website. So, you know, like I said, keeping clients on board for the long term is how we've been successful. So that is our primary goal. I mean, client satisfaction is job one here. And we do go out of our way. I mean, we all have access to the same account, and everybody puts their notes in as to what they're working on. So when I reach out to one of my existing clients, I always do say, you know, who's been in this account? Who's been working? What are they doing right now? And a lot of the times, you know, it takes me a long time to read exactly what's going on because, you know, so many people are helping out that particular client with this or with that, you know. And we do reach out to you proactively just to check and see how things are going, but you always can reach out to us too. In fact, you can reach a live client support agent. I will be your account lead, and I will always be able to either return a phone call or email, but I am on the phone a lot with not a lot of breaks in between. So I would say there's at least a 50-50 chance that when you call me, I'm already on the line and it'll go to my voicemail. But I can almost always return a phone call within a half an hour. It might be an hour for some rare situations. But then you also do have access to client support. And of course, 24/7, you can email us. Client support Monday through Friday, that is 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern. You can speak with the live agent. You can speak with me if I'm in between phone calls. And if you email, they'll follow up with you that same business day or, of course, the next day if they receive your email after hours.
Okay. What about, like, business email or business, like, remember I mentioned that I'm running landscaping services out of my house. I have a location, but the garage or shop is, I actually tried, I don't even think I ever successfully did it, but I tried to, like, make that the backyard fence solutions.
Okay.
So it's like, I tried doing that, claim my business with Google, blah, 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 and
yeah,
with that. But I don't ever think it was actually ever successful.
Yeah.
So, I mean, could
that's
I use
okay.
that address? Or
you can.
I wouldn't want nobody
yeah.
looking up my house and thinking that's the business, you know?
Right, no. And, I mean, Google expects service-based businesses to be run out of the home, run out of the truck, right? I mean, you're going out to the customer, you're performing that service. Google does not expect you to maintain any type of storefront or even physical footprint that customers would go to. And Google is perfectly fine with not listing any street address at all. Now, recently, and this is maybe within the last 6 months, Google is giving the option for like home-based businesses, if they have like a shop or something like that, if they can, you know, receive mail, if the business is registered at that address, you would have the option of listing your address if it's something that you wanted to do. But obviously, Google doesn't want anyone driving out and knocking on your front door any more than you would, especially since you're out in the field most days.
I would
say that the process of getting PIN verified is more complicated or at least more comprehensive than it's ever been. I mean, like I said, I've been with the company for a very long time. It used to be that Google would just mail you a PIN card, and as long as you received that mail, you didn't even have to verify it yourself. You would just have to call us or text us that 5-digit PIN, and we did it for you. Google figured if you receive mail, then you live there, then you work there, and that was good enough for Google. Now Google sometimes wants a video verification. They will sometimes let us do just a straightforward phone verification, but it's all by design. I mean, Google does want to make sure that the businesses that are on the first page are actual, real, legitimate companies that would answer the phone when they're called, that would be able to provide the services listed. So it's all designed to give customers a better user experience. Now, because we are a Google partner, because we have been working with Google's back-end team for over a decade, no matter how comprehensive or complex or even, you know, frustrating that PIN verification process can be for a business owner, you know, we work directly with Google's back-end team to expedite any issues that may arise. You know, so that is one of the very first things that we do. We make sure that Google recognizes you're an actual business in the area. And, of course, we'll do the same thing for Bing Local so you can pop up when people are looking on Bing as well. And like I said, Apple Maps, that means, you know, hey, Siri, find me a fence contractor. You can pop up for those searches too.
So let me ask you this then. Just as I'm sorry to ask again, but
oh no, not a problem.
Since I've not quite yet did anything with the backyard fence solutions, would I? Mm-hmm. Could I just stick with like my Facebook and everything else right now is basically landscaping services. So if I stuck with that for now, yeah, well, I mean, could I use that? Like I say, the address, the shop is sitting in a great location. Like mm-hmm. I say, I don't know. I'll probably just end up never moving forward with the backyard. It's been in idle for a year and a half. Going on, yeah, just sitting there. I mean, like, not being used at all for nothing. Okay. Not the bank account, not nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's still active, but like I said, I don't even think I updated my yearly general contractor's license with them.
Okay.
So, right now, the only thing legitimately with the business insurance and everything is the landscaping services. But what I'm asking you is, could I use the shop address that I tried to use with the backyard fence solution, so since it's more of a location,
mm-hmm.
and and if I do the landscaping thing, can you, when we do the website, can it reflect that I'm a fence expert and not just a landscaper? I don't mind keeping you on me.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, again, any content updates can be made at any time for any reason. And of course, you know, we want to make sure that you're being found for the services you most want to be found for. And like I was saying, if it's like a seasonal shift in your focus or something like that, we can always make changes to your website. But to kind of answer your question directly, we will make sure that people know that you're a fence expert, right? So when they're looking for someone who can build a quality fence, they will know that you're in the area providing that service. Do you do repairs at all?
I do it all, yes. You and like it. I just did a fence yesterday where I repaired the fence,
okay.
And then I had to float the fence a foot off the ground.
Okay.
So basically I went and did the fence, repaired it, and then I went in and spread all the dirt, seed, straw, fertilized it. And then on my ad, that I posted, like I say, I posted in these groups to try to get work.
Right.
So I put, my tagline was, why would I choose a landscaper to build a fence? Because it's the best of both worlds. I have the eye, because I've done landscaping so much, to actually give them the best finished product instead of a fence company. Don't know crap about land. They ain't going to touch your dirt. They're just going to put your fence up.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, that's kind of what, I mean, I ain't going to turn down landscaping work.
Of course. And you can be found for those services too. And, you know, you might get someone who calls you because they need a new fence, but then they find out you do landscaping too, or vice versa, right? So you can get, you know, you can get customers who are able to use your services again for a different project. Of course, they'll recommend you to their friends or people that come over and say, wow, that fence is amazing. Oh yeah, he was such a great guy, so professional. You know, and they'll be talking about you. So it's a great way to get your name out there in front of more people for the fence. And, you know, again, landscaping, you're not going to turn your nose at it. You'll take it if it's a quality opportunity. And we'll really make sure that your phone is ringing. I think you'd really do quite well with this service. And, you know, anything that you've already got going, you know, the Facebook page, we can link that Facebook page right to your website, you know, and landscaping 35 years, 14 years for fences. I mean, people are going to see that you do quality work. They're going to know that you're the guy that they should call. And once they see that, once they see your Facebook page, once they see your website, I mean, they're already looking for a good reason to call the right contractor. When they see that information, they're going to say, I think this is my guy. And they start dialing. They're already excited. They're hoping you answer the phone because they want to work with you. So again, very, very different than a lead service, you know? Well, the hardest thing for any business owner is to get people to call them, people that are serious about hiring them. People try lead-based services, and then they're stuck chasing down the same potential customer who their competitors are chasing down. Come to find out it's just somebody who's trying to budget for a future project. They're not even trying to hire anybody. I mean, I've heard all of these things happen to business owners, and, you know, my heart goes out to them because, you know, obviously small and medium-sized businesses, that's the backbone of our country. And when I see someone saying, you know, I tried this service, I tried that service, it didn't work, I spent money, I didn't get the return on my investment. And I've been with this company myself for 11 years, and I'm excited to come to work every day because I know at the end of the day, I'm helping out somebody, and I'm helping out their business, and I'm helping out their family, because when you're on that first page getting phone calls, you're going to want to keep the service. Like I said, we can have a link to your Facebook page right on your website. Anything and everything you've already got going will continue to work for you. It's got that 1413 Morrell Avenue. We can use that website or that address for you. And like I said, anytime you need anything updated or changed, just let us know. No cost for that ever.
All right.
You want to give it a shot?
I got to lose?
Well, I think you're going to be happy.
I was just thinking I wish I'd have went ahead with you 2 months ago or whatever. Right.
You know, I tell you, I hear that on a regular basis. I wish you would have called me yesterday. I wish you would have called me last week. I wish you'd called me last month. But, you know, there's no better time like the present, right? And
you have called me.
I have. That's true. I did call you. I mean, the first time I spoke with you, I think, was early September. But, I mean, you know, I think this is good timing for you, and I'm happy to get it going for you. And, you know, no reason to lose another day. You know, there's going to be someone out there looking for your services. When you're one of those options, you'll get those phone calls. You're not going to miss the opportunities that, you know, I mean, quite frankly, obviously last month, last week, even today, someone might need a fence contractor in your service area. So the sooner we get you on that first page, get that website up in front of those eyes that are looking, I think you're really going to be satisfied with it. Now, I do have your email address. Your Facebook has a different email address, though. It's got the Bob C. At BackyardFenceSolutions.net. The one that I have, let me go back to it, is looks like BLKlaus68@gmail.com. Which is the better one for us to contact you?
Landscaping Services Unlimited at Yahoo.
Okay.
But see, I need to make that better. It's not a business address. I mean, it is, but at Yahoo, I'd like to have a better, shorter version of that.
Okay.
It's very long. Landscaping Services Unlimited at Yahoo. It's a mouthful.
It is. And in fact, I'm glad you repeated it because I didn't catch all of it the first time, but I'm going to put it in here. Now, this is really for us to contact you. If you do not want customers to know that this is your email, then we don't put it on your website. It would be hidden, just as if it was a personal email. And that's totally fine. It would still be connected to your website when someone fills out the contact form. Now, most of the time, you simply get calls directly to you. Everything has the click-to-call feature, and of course, customers will be either dialing your number directly or, you know, hitting that click-to-call feature. Now, when they fill out the contact form on your website, you will get a text message as well as an email, but they don't even have to necessarily see that email address on the website if you don't want to. But I've got it as landscapingservicesunlimited@yahoo.com. At least that would be the email connected to the website as far as that that contact form goes. Okay?
Right.
Okay. And then if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I would do a couple of things. One is to schedule what we call a client interview, and it's exactly like it sounds. Our technician will want to talk to you about how you want things to look on the website, mission statement, motto, slogan, all of that. We do cover that in a follow-up call. It takes about 30 minutes, maybe a little longer. It is a one-hour window. If you've got questions, we want there to be time to get those questions answered. If you have specific requests for your website, like I said, usually they take about 25 to 35 minutes, but it is a one-hour window. So we'll schedule that follow-up call. The other thing that I'm required to do, because we are a Google partner, is to read what's called a voice verification. It does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you. So you know that it is a month-to-month service, that in this case we are reducing the cost of the service, that we're waiving your setup fee, that we're actually including a website for you at no additional cost. Now, the voice verification is recorded, but you can certainly stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify my question. It is actually, though, pretty straightforward. And then before I do get to that voice verification for that initial investment, that flat rate of $249, how did you want to take care of that? MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover, what works best for you, sir?
MasterCard, debit, whatever reason.
Okay. And is the name on that card your name, the business name, or both?
Both. Bob Klaus Landscaping Services Unlimited.
Okay, perfect. And then you said it was a MasterCard, right? That should start with a 5. All MasterCards do. Bob, I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
5582.
Okay.
1,000.
Yes, sir.
Help. Hold on.
Oh, no problem.
Jamie. Credit card. 0411.
Okay.
6243. Yeah.
Okay. So let me read that back. I've got 5582. 10-00-0411-6243.
4263
is the last
four.
Oh, the last two. 4263. Okay. 4263.
Yeah, it was my fault.
Oh, that's okay. I thought I might have typed it in wrong. Late in the day, you know, you never know. 5582-10-00-0411-4263.
Yep,
0927. 09 of 2027. And then the last three digits on the back of the card.
006.
006, September or 09 of 2027 for the expiration date. And then does that card bill at the 1413 Morrell Avenue? 15425?
No.
No. Okay.
No.
The billing address?
225 Weil Avenue.
Okay. And the zip code?
15401.
15401. And you said 225, right?
Correct.
And the street name again?
Weil. W-H-Y-L-E.
And that's Avenue. Gotcha. Okay. All right. And then if you don't have any other questions for me, like I said, I'll schedule that follow-up call with your technician. And let me take a second here to pull up that voice verification.
When will that follow-up call take place?
Let me take a look at our calendar here.
You're not talking right now, are you?
No, we're actually booked out for the last appointment of the day. But Monday we could do as early as 10 o'clock or as late as 6 o'clock. Looks like there's at least one spot available for every hour in between. Would you want something kind of mid-morning or later in the day?
No,
or much
six,
later? 6?
6 is perfect.
Okay, so we'll do 6 o'clock on Monday. It will be scheduled from 6 until 7. Like I said, it's a one-hour window that takes about half that time. So it will typically get to you, in this case, right at 6 or a couple of minutes after 6. Get you off the phone about a half an hour after that. Now at 5 o'clock, you'll receive a reminder email. Our automated system will send out that email to remind you that the call itself is scheduled at 6 o'clock. I will send you a calendar invite in a minute or so here, just to your inbox, just for your record. You don't have to respond to it. But it's going to say Local Splash C-I-E-N-G. That just stands for Client Interview in English. And then let me get to that voice verification. Okay, Bob, it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This part of the call will be recorded for quality assurance. To outline your service agreement and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order, for the sake of the recording this time, could you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
Landscaping Services Unlimited, LLC.
Okay. With the LLC. Okay, perfect. And then it says, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Bob Lawrence Klaus, owner.
Okay. And as the owner of Landscaping Services Unlimited, LLC, you are, of course, then authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement, I should say, on behalf of the business, right?
Correct. Yes.
Okay. And of course, non-contractual, just reiterating that it is a month-to-month service. And then for the billing information that you did just provide, of course, in your name, you are an authorized user on that account as well, right?
Yes.
Of course. And then, Bob, it does say to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Now, because it is our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services are, in fact, able to contact you, for that reason, we specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes, 100%.
Perfect. And as long as you answer your phone, you'll do well with the service. Then it does say, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it is month to month. The reason we ask is all of the content that we will be creating for your company. Of course, we would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally or perhaps even more important is that we will always make sure, right down to the LLC, that your business information online is accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, Mr. Klaus, we do ask you at least let us know so we can make sure the information is accurate. Bob, that's fair enough, right?
Yes.
Perfect. We do what's called the NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we will be the ones to create that website for you. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically, too. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure that all of that information is accurate. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply, including waiving the one-time setup fee, including that website for you, and of course, with it being a month-to-month service, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which I will actually waive altogether, will be charged today's date, the 18th of October, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $249.00. And again, that $249 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means it would never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. In fact, it is an exact amount. So there's no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever because the calls do come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, that social media campaign, the paid Facebook ads are included, and in this case, we'll also be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. That custom website is included at no cost, which again means that we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you at no additional cost. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 18th of the month and that same exact reduced rate of just $249. Once again, that rate will never go up on you. And it is a month-to-month service. It's offered completely at will, no contract, which of course means you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved. You can pause it too if you end up getting more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation. If necessary, in fact, you could pause the service seasonally by simply contacting our client support team. Bob, all that we would request to prevent the charge to the following month is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Mr. Klaus, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Bob, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, that actually does conclude the voice verification. In about a minute or so, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there. But if you've got a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
I do, but if I don't need to, the email is perfect.
That's fine. You will get it by email in about a minute. You can, by the way, reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday. That is 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Like I said, you can email 24/7. The email address will be on there as well. We'll follow up with you within that same day or the next day if they receive the email after hours. You will receive all that information by way of email, along with an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There is going to be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by a direct text message. And then when you receive either the text or the email, please do let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there. We do have your client interview scheduled for this coming Monday at 6 o'clock. I did want to do just one more thing here, just a little bit of extra protection, another layer of security on the account, just a simple question and answer. So if anyone calls us and tells us that they are with Landscaping Services Unlimited LLC, even if it's you, Bob, and we recognize your voice, we may still from time to time ask you to verify the answer to the security question. And then, Mr. Klaus, this is especially important. Even if it's a week from now or a month from now or a year from now, if you're using our services, if you start getting phone calls from anyone either claiming to be Google or even if they say they're local Splash, they will need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon. They'll also need to know both the answer and the question. And if they can't provide that for you within seconds, then it's not us calling and just politely let them go. Obviously, your online presence is going to increase and we want customers to see you and pick up the phone and call you. But if you ever get a phone call from someone maybe saying that you need to pay more money for your Google listing, or even if they say something like, we need more information to verify your Google listing or something like that, please do ask them, say, hey, I am already working with someone, just want to make sure that you're them. What is the answer? What is the question of my security question here? So it is for your protection. And if they're asking you for more money, that's the tip off to the rip off. We will never ask you for more money. The voice verification was already recorded, already attached to your account. Again, for your protection, it clearly states that it bills once a month on the 18th for exactly $249 and never a penny more. Now, your options for the security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
Let's go with the city.
City? Okay. And what is the answer?
Formia.
Could you spell it?
F-O-R-M-I-A.
That's what I was going to type in. In Italy?
Yeah.
No kidding. Okay, I got to type it in twice. You are set and squared away there. And then did you happen to receive either the automated email or the text message that our system should have sent out to you?
I did get a text message. I didn't check the email. But okay. While you say that, let me ask you one quick question.
Sure.
That backyard Bob C thing on my Facebook, I got to figure out how to change that because that don't even work.
Oh,
and
okay.
And the best email for me that I check daily is the landscaping. That's always
okay.
in play.
That's
the
perfect.
BL Klaus is my personal that I rarely
gotcha.
Get to see.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, that's the one that I have. And everything's going to be sent there. Everything should have been sent there. To the landscaping services unlimited at yahoo.com. Now, the text message that you got has the same exact link. Looks like you might have gotten the welcome or the action needed, pictures needed for Google verification message as well. But the one that we want you to see is the one that says local splash initial invoice. If you click on it, it says something like, hello, Bob. Thank you for choosing local splash. We've attached a copy of your invoice below. Then it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. Do you see that blue click here?
I see the invoice. Access your which one do I push?
The
I
one that
see
says,
the invoice.
Yeah, the one that says click here. So it's in the body of the email itself.
It.
So it's above the invoice. Click on the click here. It's going to go to the local splash terms of experience, talking about the services that we'll be providing for you, beginning with the Google Business Profile optimization on the left-hand side. Obviously, I don't want to walk you through everything here because I know that your time is valuable. Google, though, is going to be our main focus because it's everyone's main focus. We will, though, mirror the content on Bing. About 1 out of 10 people will choose Bing over Google. Most of them will be doing their searching on a smartphone. So we do want you to get those phone calls, have those opportunities to take on the work. So we will mirror the content on Bing. The directories are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. It's all the content necessary to be on that first page. We are doing the website for you. We're doing the Facebook ads, etc. Now, you'll see that long line that goes across, and it does below it populate your mobile number and a couple of boxes. We do want you to click on both of those boxes, one that you agree to receive SMS or text messages, the other that... of course, you are the authorized holder and signer of the card. We want you to click on that box as well. And then you'll see the longer box that has an arrow pointing towards it that says sign. Click in that box and either type in or copy and paste your name if you're typing
okay.
it. It's case sensitive.
I done did all that. And now, it's, when I said
absolutely.
Complete, it went to local splash and it wants a username and password.
Okay. So let me refresh my system. You're a step ahead of me. Now, you don't have to go that next step, though. It's coming from the same dashboard portal that is going to be available for your tracking system. In fact, our automated system thinks both that your tracking system is active now and that you're trying to access it, so it's asking you to log in. Neither of which is really true at this point. We do need to do your client interview first for us to create the content that would then be tracked. But you can try at any time. If you try it now, I'm pretty sure it would give you an error message that your account is still being set up here. Let me send out the welcome email by hand. I'm not sure why this one is not being sent out automatically. You may get a duplicate. Our system, it says it's in processing, it's still in the queue. Our emails get sent out in bulk every couple of minutes, so this one might just be waiting. But I'm going to send you the welcome email anyway, just to make sure that you get it, because it's going to have your client login credentials. Okay, so it's going to have your username.
Yeah, there were two other emails before that one. I just went straight to the.
No, this is the one that. Yeah, that's perfect. That's the one that I needed you to see. But your username is your phone number, the number that we're speaking on. You can't change your username because it's in our system the same way. And we've made it easy for you to remember and easy for us to access and, of course, associate with your account. So the area code is included, but just the numbers. No dashes, spaces, or parentheses. So your username is 724-812-2017. Now your default password, you can change your password.
Right. It won't let me back in.
That's okay. Yeah, it's going to tell you, I think the link is expired or something like that. But like I said, you don't have to do that now. Your tracking system is not active anyway. But you'll get notification after we do your client interview on Monday. You'll get notification that your tracking system is active. You'll receive that by text and email. It will again remind you of your username and your password, but like I said, you don't even have to try to log in right now. If you do, it's just going to give you a message that we're still trying to set everything up. So your username is your phone number, area codes included, but just the numbers, no dashes or anything like that. Big Internet is your default password. You can change that though. So it's BIGINTERNET, all lowercase, no space. That's going to be your a temporary password, but you can certainly change that once you're able to access your tracking system. So I do hope that I am in between phone calls when our technician is ready to call you on Monday around 6. I'd certainly be happy to say a quick hello to you. I'll try to keep my phone line open. At the end of the day, though, things can get a little bit busy, so I may be on the phone. In fact, I did have one at 6 o'clock while we were speaking, and I had to tell them that I was already on another call. That may happen on Monday, but hopefully I'm able to say a quick hello to you. They will call you no matter what, but I did want to be the very first to say welcome aboard. You know, I know that we've spoken with you a couple of times. I'm glad the timing is good for you. We're really excited to get this going. Looking forward to being a big part of your continued success. Looking forward, of course, to getting that website out in front of more eyes and earning your business just 1 month at a time.
Well, I must say, buddy, that I'm very impressed with you. I think you're great. I wish I would have given you a little bit more time sooner.
That's okay.
And you've made this a very pleasant experience.
That's nice. I'm glad you said that. You know, I don't always say this. And in fact, I wouldn't say it if it wasn't true. But I have enjoyed speaking with you, too, all the times that we've spoken. And I'm glad that we finally got this going. But it's always been a pleasure speaking with you. You're kind. You're patient. You even make me laugh. I don't get all of that on every phone call, as you can imagine. A lot of the times I get none of it. But it's always nice to talk to someone who is as respectful of my time as I hope that I have been of theirs. You certainly have been that as well. You know, I'm going to send you a quick link. You don't have to respond to it, but reviews are the backbone of any company. We certainly would like a positive review. If you feel that you don't mind doing that, please do go ahead and do that. You don't have to if you don't want to. We have over 1,000 reviews on Google right now, and certainly one more would help. But, you know, I just wanted to give you the opportunity since you made an effort to tell me that those nice things. It's nice to hear at the end of the day, especially at the end of a long week. I really appreciate you saying that. I do hope that I'm able to say a quick hello to you on Monday when our technician gives you a call.
Absolutely, buddy. No problem. I'll make sure I do that.
Again, my name is Paul. Paul Gordon, like Flash Gordon. Okay, so it's Paul Gordon. Real pleasure speaking with you. And you take care. You have a great day. Enjoy the weekend. We'll call you on Monday.
Thanks, Paul. You as well.
Thank you,
sir.
Thank you, too, Bob. Thanks a lot. Absolutely. Bye now.